Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, will take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you're with us on this, what is it, the 8th day of July. My wish my wife a very happy birthday. She's, every year it seems like I'm on the show when her birthday comes up. But nevertheless, we talk about a lot of the programs down here, college-wise and getting into school. And it's not always easy for these young men to go from, you know, high school to the next level. So there's prep schools, and these prep schools get these kids ready. They place them. They, you know, we were talking before, maybe academically or maturity wise, they're not ready. But there's a program here in South Florida, the Chiefs Prep, which is in Wellington. It's run by former NFL and college star, certainly from South Florida. You recognize the name because his son played at the University of Miami, Derek Crudup Sr., and he's kind enough to join us. Derek, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday. And a lot of people don't know about prep schools, and they don't know what the function or you know, and I always look at it as a bridge to the next level.
Absolutely, Larry. Thanks for having me on. The postgrad deal is you give an opportunity for kids who maybe they aged out and can't play high school football anymore, or maybe they played a position where they didn't exceed, or they're just giving it up for the team. Maybe he's an offensive lineman, or too small, too slow, or whatever. And then maybe he feel like he want to play a linebacker and get extra film. It's almost like a 13th grade, and we promote him that way. A lot of our kids, they're not Division I football players. They go to D2, D3 schools, JUCO. Some go to JUCO, things of that nature. And it requires an SAT score. So they come here and we prepare. We got a great SAT system intact here at the Chief Prep. We have really good people here to help them along and get that test score that they need. Or they'll take classes, college courses. They have all that intact and just want to go and say, well, all right, I didn't play my natural position in high school, so let me go over here to the postgrad program and play my natural position and get more film. And Larry, as you know, with the portal out there, you know, the kids get a year, they take those kids out of the transfer portal. The post-grad program give them a year to get bigger and faster and stronger and a year older, and then they go and compete.
Right. You know, Derek, what we were talking about, you know, at the beginning of the show was the opportunities, the door kind of closes a little bit with the portal, obviously with the NIL deals. And it makes what you have going, a lot of the prep schools around the country, a little bit more attractive because these kids could go there and get themselves ready. And I know you have a lot of schools, and I see you at everything. I mean, whether it be FAU or Kaiser or University of Miami, because these kids mature. And all of a sudden, hey, wait a minute. There are those guys that we talked about when they were juniors and seniors in high school. They've come full circle. Now they're getting it in the classroom. Physically, they're ready. Football-wise, they're ready. Talk about that because, you know, you know as well as I do, and you've been around the game a long time, to know that there's things called late bloomers. And, you know, kids may come of age when they're 20. And you know, you see them when they're young and go, well, that kid's really, really good. But then all of a sudden, they're not panning out the way you thought. But then all of a sudden, a change of environment, competition, people who believe in them. Talk about that.
Absolutely. Give them a chance of growth, Larry. The competition is A1. It's big-time competition. I had a kid named Eddie Walls. Eddie Walls is out of South Fort Myers High School, came to the Chief Prep. He was he's a 6'4 kid. But he was 185 pounds, and they use him on the end. He's an edge guy. He's a good pass rusher. He had skills. He had big time skills, but he was kind of raw. He was kind of undeveloped. But you can see he had all the tools. So Eddie came to us, and he went up to 6'4". He was about 225, 30 pounds, and he developed. He's a late bloomer. The kid developed late. He got stronger. He got bigger. He just phenom athlete. And he ended up going to, he's at FIU now. He's at Florida International University, and he's so proud of Eddie. So that type of stuff, that he gives kids a second chance to get bigger and stronger and develop, like you say, late bloomer guys. And at the same time, from an academic standpoint as well, they give them a chance to grow as well. So, and then they also, Larry, we have what we call retention of eligibility. They don't waste eligibility. They still got 5 years to do 4. Any college they go to, so it's a good deal.
Yeah, no doubt. Derek Crudup Sr. joining us from the Chiefs Prep in Wellington. He's been around this for a long time and knows the landscape of South Florida as well as anybody, obviously playing high school football right here in Boca Raton and then going to the University of Florida for a brief period and then ending up at Oklahoma and then going to the Raiders for a long time. And those are the things, too, Derek, that give you that experience. You know what you had to go through back in your time as a little bit different. I think it was, especially at Florida, was a little bit more, they weren't ready for an African-American quarterback at the time. But you went on and became a safety, and you had the size, and you're the guy that I point to because you didn't let the door close on you. You went ahead and, you played for a really good program in Oklahoma and then got yourself into the NFL. What kind of advice, because there's a lot of guys like you right now that maybe people are saying, well, you're good, but you're not this position. And you had mentioned that at the prep, Chiefs prep, that if they played quarterback or if they played, running back in high school, but they're more safeties or linebackers, you guys put them in that position.
Absolutely, man. And we'll put them in those positions. We give them a chance to select that position that they want to play. But going back to your point, my career didn't go as stellar as it was. I was an All-American quarterback coming out of Boca Raton High School in 1983. I was an All-American guy. I went to the University of Florida, and I was the only scholarship quarterback that was on the roster at that time. Corbin Bell, we had Dale Dormady, and Dwayne Peace obviously was our starting quarterback. So I go from this big, big, big-time elite guy at Boca Raton, known nationally throughout the country as one of the best top quarterbacks in the country. So it came there. Now my career take a dive. So it takes a dive. Now I'm not. I'm now redshirted. I'm like fourth quarterback on the list. I got a walk-on quarterback in front of me. So my ego is shattered. And everything is shattered. So I couldn't give up. So I end up transferring to the University of Oklahoma. And they put me I got to Oklahoma. We had a quarterback named Jamel Holloway. I got there. And then we had another guy named Troy Aikman. So now I'm really crushed. Quarterback is not looking good for me. So my career is like, dog. So I redshirted. I was All-American at Boca. I redshirted at Florida. I transferred to Oklahoma. It wasn't this transfer portal type stuff. So I had consequences. I had to sit out a year. My mom had to pay for me to go to University of Oklahoma in my freshman year. My redshirt freshman year, she had to pay. I wasn't on spot. I was ineligible. So my career took a dive. So when I get eligible to play my redshirt sophomore year, as a redshirt sophomore, I'm eligible to play now. Then they moved me to safety, a position that I never played in my life. Played in my life. So I could easily tuck my tail. I try to tell these kids all the time, because the road gets a little tougher. You don't tuck your tail and run. You got to fight harder. You got to dig down and get a little deeper and see what you're made out of. And I end up playing safety, the last 2 or 3 years. Then I end up getting drafted to the Raiders. So
yeah,
it's not how you start. It's how you finish.
And I agree.
I'm trying to pass this message on to a lot of kids and tell them my story. And I was a seventh-round draft choice. I wasn't the first or second-round draft choice to the Raiders, so I had to make the team, trying to make that 53-man roster, and having a kid at the time and just got married. And so I had to see what kind of substance that I had deep down inside of me and make the football team. So, and I'm proud of that. And I try to share that story, Larry, with a bunch of kids now that come to the Chiefs Prep. Because you go to post-grad, that don't mean it's over for you. That means it's just another stepping stone for you to get better. Yeah. And you can go and get a free education and get a scholarship and get a free education and be a productive citizen in this country.
No doubt. A lot of kids and their parents listen. Let them know if they want to get involved in your program, how they can get in touch with you, to at least ask some questions so you could kind of set them on the right path.
Yeah, they can reach me, Larry, at Prep Post. That's on my Twitter account. I guess they call them the X now. Prep Post or at Crewed Up Derek on X as well. Or they can go to the website. We've got a Treasure Coast website. It's called Go Chief at Treasure Coast. prep.com, so they can reach us at those deals, or they can DM me on the Twitter.
Good stuff. Derek, I can't thank you enough for joining us. Very informative. You know, I know a lot of people that obviously could use a program like this and certainly get back on track. And like you said, you're a great example of having doors closed and keep opening them. And I appreciate you, man. We'll run into each other soon.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, Larry. Thank you so much.
Good stuff. Derek Crudup Sr., the Chiefs prep school in Wellington, and certainly I've watched him since he played in high school at Boca. Certainly a outstanding athlete, and his son, as I said, played at University of Miami at quarterback.